Podcasting combines the freedom of blogging with digital audio technology to create an almost endless supply of content. One reason that podcasts are becoming more popular is their convenience. Users can listen to audio episodes whatever they are doing. Well, as such, they offer an easy way to absorb information while doing something else. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas, and I'm your host. Well, today I'm joined by three new podcasters like me, and we are all graduates of Podcast Academy by Alec Cuenca, the host of the top-rating podcast, Small Talk. Well, for those people who wanted to start their own podcast, this episode is for you. So let's listen to Coach Pau, Abby, and Charlotte as they share the journey to podcasting. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I am joined by my fellow graduates of the Podcast Academy by Alec Cuenca, who is actually the host of the podcast, Small Talk. Today, we are going to share each of our story of becoming a podcaster. I hope that you guys are going to be inspired by their own story and hopefully become one of us in the future. Normally, I will introduce my guests, but this time I will let them introduce themselves individually together with their own podcast. So let's start with Pau.
Oh, wow. Ako talaga yung first. Sige.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. What is it? Hi, good day. No? Thank you very much. Before anything else, thank you very much, Tony, for having me. Yan. Isang pribileho na maging guest mo. Ganyan ang level. So, I think podcast, no? It's a long story, actually. But before that, before all the Podcast Academy, I actually started a show last year, 2020. And the reason actually was to I just want to make myself sane and keep myself learned despite the pandemic. And I just want to talk to different people. So last year, I just invited different people to interview. And it was just posted in Facebook. Hindi ko pa alam yung mga podcast whatever na to. But that one was more talking with CEOs, founders, CEO of RCBC Bankcard, mga ganun, CEO of RJ Ledesma, of Mercado Central. But this year, we have organized, because of Podcast Academy, no, we did a more organized podcast show, which is the Unspoken Truth by DGY Academy. And the goal of the Unspoken Truth actually is to uncover all the behind the scenes of people that have already reached a certain level in life. So example, you become a manager as an employee with a company. So how did you reach that goal? What's your behind the scenes? What's your secret in achieving that? So if you're an entrepreneur, and then you have more or less gained the trust of a lot of people, your business is thriving even the pandemic. So what's your secret? What are the things that you're doing? What were the habits that you're actually been creating for yourself to achieve that also? If you're a father and you are by far one of the best father that your kids will tell you, what's your secret as a dad? What are the behind the scenes? What do people do not see? For you to be able to achieve it. So those kind of things. So I am very interested of the behind the scenes of people. Yung mga hindi sinasabi na hindi nilalantad ng tao, yun yung gusto kong ini-interview. So yun yung pinag-uusapan namin sa Unspoken with DJY Academy. So yeah, that's
Unspoken. Oh, wow. Thanks, Hal. Next, Abby.
Yeah, ang ganda. Parang hirap sundan. But anyway, I'm Abby Lacuna. By profession, I'm a certified public accountant in the Philippines. And I am the host of the Line Talks podcast. Actually, the Line Talks podcast was built on the belief that one line can change your life. I just provide stories and insights about random lines from movies, books, internet, basically the internet. I mean, gana lang. Anything that I relate to, any line that I relate to, is just talk about it. And it's actually for everybody who believes that one line can make an impact in their life. So I host podcast episodes every Fridays at 6 p.m. So, yeah.
Wow. And nice. Yeah, that's nice. Every Friday you're releasing your episode every Friday. What about you, Charlotte?
Hi everyone. Wait, na pressure din ako eh, parang ano eh. Wait lang. Yeah. Hi everyone. I am Charlotte Dimayuga and I am the host of Thoughts and Toast, filling you with sober thoughts and conversations. Cheers. But yeah, the podcast itself is a self-help. Basically, we're going to talk about anything under the sun, and it's a self-help as of now. We're more on the emotions of the people and how you handle it. But basically, we're going to tackle then anything about your thoughts, about certain things, about certain people, and there's going to be like a collaboration about the thoughts. And yeah, I actually intended it to have drinks with the ones that I interviewed. So that's basically the blueprint of the podcast. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, my podcast, as you know, the title is The Rainbow Channel. I wanted to concentrate on the LGBTQIA community, but then again, I thought, my God, why am I limiting myself just for them? Wherein there are some allies as well who can actually share their stories, beautiful stories. And my podcast is basically more of inspiring stories. It's not self-help, but it's more of like what my guests will actually bring into the table so that people will learn based on their experience. Hence, I actually gathered the three of you so that you will be able to inspire other people with your story on podcasting. And then, you know, I'm sure there are some people who are listening na medyo katingkatena to do a podcast. As I said to you, in fact, I have two mentees already who have now started their own podcast. And ayoko sabihin kay Alec kasi baka mamaya sabihin niya, inago mo yung mga
future student.
Pulungan ko si Alec. Sorry.
Yeah. So basically, that's it. So hence, I actually asked you guys to come here because I'm sure your stories are all your stories are inspiring. I don't need to know about your personal stuff, but it's more of like the journey in itself. Because probably not a lot of people would understand paano gaano ba talaga yung journey towards creating a podcast. Okay, but having said that, I just wanted to find out paano naman yung title, why your podcast was named after that. Especially with Abby, kasi ano, parang one line lang siya, diba?
Yes. Actually, the funny thing is, when I attended Alec Cuenca's Podcast Academy, I do not have a concept in mind. As in, I went there, just, I don't know bakit talaga, kasi nakita ko lang si Alec sa home feed ng Spotify ko. Then, na-recognize ko siya, sabi ko, hala, this is the guy from TikTok. May podcast pala siya. And I'm an avid podcast listener, as in. So, I check out his podcast. Tapos, meron dong, the latest episode was about something about what you can do. Like, the first step to improve yourself ata yung title. And sobrang natuwa ako dun sa sinabi niya doon. Just one line na parang, you have to forgive yourself. I mean, you have to forgive yourself. Parang ganyan lang siya. And sobrang tumama sa akin. And at the end of that episode, there was an invite to join the Podcast Academy. So ako naman, I just, parang nagpunta ako sa Instagram ng Small Talk Podcast just to check it out. Kasi hindi gumagana yung link. So hindi ko pinapinansin. Parang, baka hindi pala for me. Parang ganyan. Tapos, apparently, akala ko nga, parang tapos na. Parang super luma na yung episode na yun. So akala ko ganun. And then, yun pala, latest episode pala talaga siya. So parang nakita ko sa stories ng Small Talk Podcast na may nag-invite pa din siya. So what I did is, nag-message ako, nag-reply ako after a few minutes, after a few hours. Tapos sabi niya, it's still open. Sabi ko, apparently the link's not working, ganyan. Tapos, so sinendan ako ng link. Tapos sinag ko lang. Literally, pinindot ko lang. Tapos, in-exit ko na. Hindi ako nag-register. Tapos, si Alec, nag-reply. It was Alec kasi. He was managing the account. So, nung nag-reply si Alex, sabi niya, sabi ko kasi, I'm just gonna check it out, ganyan. Tapos, sinabi, basa, doon sa conversation namin, sinabi niya na parang, in the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. So, sabi ko, no, bakit ako nilalain dito? Merong line talks. Charot. So, parang, when nandun na, sabi ko, sige, maybe this is something that, feeling ko nga, ano, it's something that I was called to do. Kasi I didn't intend to start a podcast, but it happened. Tapos, so parang, when he said that, sabi ko, I don't know, maybe because you touched my heart that night. So, maybe, why, bakit ko pipigilan yung sarili ko to touch other people's heart as well? So, okay, so nag-register ako, and yeah, the rest is history. Tapos, nung may assignment kasi doon, I'm not sure if ganun nga, may assignment kasi after the first day that you have to create your own podcast trailer.
Trailer, yeah.
Yeah, so wala naman akong concept. Parang sabi ko, attend lang ako dito eh. Sabi ko nga, ganun lang. Tapos, before, parang may nasabi si Alec in the lecture na, think about something that you're so passionate about that you're gonna talk, hindi ka magsasawang pag-usapan yun. So what I did is I checked my phone, yung photos sa phone ko, and then ang dami kong lines, ang daming quotes, ang daming, you know, it's just anything motivational na nabasa ko lang. Ang dami niya, so sabi ko, ah, I'm gonna talk about this. Then yun na, naging, so I was thinking, ah, the Line Talks podcast kaya. As in, bigla na lang siyang pumasok, as in 30 minutes before I sleep. So the next day, I recorded it in the morning. Tapos, yan sila, Chav, they're my classmates. So parang, natuwa sila dun sa concept. Initially, sabi ko, wag ko na lang i-release para lang mag-comply lang talaga. As in, wala na akong plan to really release it, ganyan. Kaso apparently, all the classmates, talaga natuwa sila. So ako, sabi ko, these people whom I just met yesterday, parang they like the idea. So why am I, parang, what's stopping me from doing it? So yeah, the rest is really history. Ang haba ng kwento, but it's really so nakakatawa kasi. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share that. Hindi din ako wala din ako.
Pasta tissue.
Oh, pasta tissue din.
Ayun.
Actually, maganda nga yung story mo eh na ano, kasi na-curious ako kasi talagang one line. Yes, meron naman talaga na one line na that will really stuck into our minds.
Yes,
and in, that will pierce ano yung puso natin and all. Yung mga linyahan nga ng pelikula, we remember all of them. Diba?
Correct, which, diba?
And how much more lines that will inspire us. Diba?
Yeah,
Charlotte, what about you? Because yours, thoughts and toast. So it's more of like celebrating...
Yeah.
It's a self-help and then celebrating, diba, at the end.
Yes. Gusto ko yung, chinek ko yung podcast mo, Charlotte. Sabi ko, parang gusto kong uminom. Nabasa ko lang yung title mo.
Oo.
Yeah. Papapainom ka talaga dyan.
Yes. I should have required you to, to bring your own drinks.
Water. I'm having coffee. But yeah, it was actually, the story behind it is, let's start first with why and how I decided to start podcasting. I'm an avid fan of podcasting. Hindi pa siya sikat sa Philippines. I always tell this to Alec and Abby and the people I talk to. It wasn't really sikat pa sa Philippines. I think I'm still in college and I'm still listening to people like international. I prefer kasi before English because I'm not good sa Tagalog talaga. I suck understanding Filipino language and something like that. So, what about it is, I love, but for that, I listened to more on the preaching in YouTube, but it wasn't really on podcasts pa. Kasi TED Talk, I remember, it's not yet in Spotify. So, ano doon sina mentor mindset, something ganyan, the stuff like that. And I was in Manila that time that whenever I in the morning, I always make it to use that I realized I stopped listening to music and I really completely shift to listening to Spotify on podcasting. So I remember the first Filipino that I listened to in podcasting was Joy Spring, because Joy Spring was, I really like her. I like her diction. I like how she storytell. I love it. I love everything about it. I'm an avid fan rather. And I love her stories about Christians and I love that. And I also listened to Stephen Furtick, something like that, the preacher. So what happened that time is, I didn't realize I'm becoming an avid fan, at least hindi siya talaga kompleto. Then, it came to na nag-pandemic. I really suffered, not suffered, I don't want to claim it as depression because I wasn't clinically diagnosed. But I have this friend whom I always talk to. His name is Justin. His name is Justin. And
it's okay.
Girl, kaya mo yan.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
We all had that moment, I think, especially last year, because none of us expected it.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Justin. We were always together, as in we're kind of ride or die kind of friend. I always, because he's younger, he's 18 years, 17 years old at time, then I didn't know he was suffering. Like, he's very sad because he wasn't really that, because we all have that. We all suffer that na stress tayo because of the pandemic, we can't go out, especially if you're an extrovert, you know? So we always talk about this stuff. I'm working, he's doing his module, then we always talk, and I encourage him to create a podcast together. But the thing about it is, we don't know how. So what happened was, we started with Kumu. We started streaming sa Kumu. Kasi doon kayo pwede mag-chika-chika, diba? Mm-hmm. But nung nag-start kami sa Kumu, I told him that I think it's not gonna work because I'm not for like chika-chika sa with cam, and I don't know how it works, something ganyan. So we just supported our other friends that time. So after that, we have this idea. We have the list of episodes actually to talk about, but it was gonna be us too. We don't have the title yet and everything. But so we wanted to create a podcast. It was always our dream. He always say that, oh, we're going to create a podcast, something like that. However, something happened. It wasn't expected. He died last year because of, it's not because of COVID or something. So I actually kind of, at the back of my mind, still wanted to do it, but I know parang hindi na. Kasi I don't know how. Wala na siya yung other half. Like 50% kami eh, di ba? So, I always tell Abby when we talk na, it's really good because God will let you meet the people that He thinks you need to have your purpose and to serve other people. That's why I'm so lucky when I always think the people around me, the Alec and the my accountability partner, Abby, because it was really it talagang nabigyan siya ng buhay. The thing about it is I enrolled just for free sa top, I think that's top 5 reasons why you should start a podcast. And by there I got the chance to enroll sa Podcast Academy. And yeah, I just wanted to comply. Originally, Thoughts and Toast should be an anonymous. I don't wanna put my name on it. It was an anonymous dapat. Oh. Kasi my friend gave me an idea na, do you want to be an anonymous? Kasi I think I cannot do it. Parang not because of my talent, ha? It's because baka kasi ang mangyari, every time you do it, you'll be reminded of ano. So because, no, I think I should do it. And I mentioned Alec, sabi, don't you want to put your name on it? Kasi nagtaka siya bakit wala yung pangalan ko saan. So I put my name on it. The reason behind it's Thoughts and Toast because me and my friends, we love talking. We love talking. Maybe in coffee, alak, wine, everything under the sun. That's why it's Thoughts and Toast. And I was reminded by Justin because we are the type of people that we can have serious talk during having our coffee session and at the same time during our inuman session. We can have both ways. So I always say that, yeah, I think life should be like celebration and all, and with our thoughts, you know, like let's cheers to that. So that's the reason behind how I come up with a title, and at the same time, how did I manage to have this idea to start a podcast? Yeah. That.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay.
Ha, what about you?
Grabe, no? Gusto ko yung mga stories nila. Parang hindi ko alam kung saan ko sisimulan. Iyak din ako.
Chika mo lang yan.
Ay, grabe. Nahiyak ako eh.
Okay lang yan, Charlotte. No? Okay nga. I like, actually, I like both of your, I really like, and I'm really gonna check it out because I'm really, I'm a listener of podcast also. Nung una pa, Mentor Box. Mga ganyan. Mentor Box, TED Talks, ganyan. But my podcasting journey started the pandemic na. It was a solution to how to the question of how will I thrive in the pandemic? Because professionally, I'm an exercise scientist. So I train athletes to help them perform well in sports. So that's what I do. That's what I do talaga. But because of the pandemic last year, noong March 14, nag-lockdown. Tanggal trabaho kasi walang sport. So so it was a really an anxious moment. Super uncertain time. So I really don't know what to do at that time. So mga ilang, ano yun, 2 months. Na, you know, you're so confused. You don't know what to do. You know what's, you know, don't know what's gonna happen next. Because wala nga, walang sport, so walang work, no? And then some of my clients went out kasi it's very uncertain. Don't know what to do, how do we exercise, whatever. So I usually ask this question every December, but I was forced to ask the question kahit hindi pa December. So the question is, what's that something that I'm gonna do this time that I have never done ever in my entire life? That one, it will help me grow as a person, and two, it will push me to find my full potential, to open my full potential. And then DJY Academy arrived, no? Actually, DJY Academy is a company that was created and honed because of the pandemic. So my podcasting journey happened because I just want to talk to people. And I want to make sense of what's going to happen with me. And I just want to understand how I can do things moving forward. So I just jumped into it. I studied Zoom. Zoom was, di ba? Biglang umakyat yung Zoom. Sabi ko, ano tong Zoom na to? So nag-download na rin ako. Ah, bahala na, bayad na. So while I was looking at Zoom, ang unang nangyayari pa noon was, so I aside from work with training, I'm big with lectures. So I've been lecturing for quite some time to private institutions, companies, whatever. So I created a free workshop with different topics. And then from there, parang, why don't I just invite different people and just interview them, edit the video, and then uploaded in Facebook. Sabi ko, so from there, gawa lang ang Facebook page, bahala na to. And then Zoom pa first, ang pangit pa noon. Pangit ng ano ko noon. Kasi I don't know podcasting at this time, ah. Zero. I was just keen to talk to people. I love to talk, but I don't know how to interview. So nilunod ko yung sarili ko ng Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, my next guest shows, and then tried to write notes. How do you actually interview, talk to people, get the gist of what they're talking about, highlight a certain lesson from what they're talking? Nag-notes na ako. So from there, my first guest was, who was my first? My first guest was, ano, was a friend of mine. He was actually a mentor. Parang, can I just interview you? It's a really dry run. Then from there, sunod-sunod na. I write emails and then send it to mga nagbabakasakali. Baka sakaling mag-reply si Sir RJ Ledesma, the owner of Mercato Central. Mercato Central and the forerunner of entrepreneurial mindset. Yun yung ano niya. So I just send emails and nagre-reply. Oy! And then I have a guest. And then I just edit it. From Zoom, I went to StreamYard. So I bought StreamYard. No, free pa yun. And then StreamYard. And then conceptualizing different themes per month, different series per month. So wala pa talaga siyang one focus thing na ito talaga yung gusto kong i-highlight. But I just want to do whatever and just let people give whatever knowledge that they need. So I had a series called Life Talk series. So it was Life Talk because let's just talk about life. What have you learned in the pandemic? What have you learned all throughout your life? How does it differ pre-pandemic? And then now, and what you're doing currently, how are you thriving, so on and so forth. So I had guests that are yoga owners, that are current employees. Also, I have people that are selling ice creams to just thrive in the pandemic. After that, I had what you call a series entitled Co-Navigating with the COVID-19. So with that theme, the focus for that is sabog-sabog talaga yung ano lang naisip ko, Co-Navigate with the COVID-19. It's to answer the question, so what are we gonna do now that we're in the COVID-19? How do we lead our people or our employees? How do we work? How do we divide life and work? How do we put our boundaries there? How do you put up your business even if during the COVID-19? How do you thrive as a person in the COVID-19? So I had psychologists invited for boundaries of work. I had CEO of RCBC to talk about leadership. How do you lead your employees now that you're... How hard was it to lay off somebody? So I had that series. After that series, I had... Because DGY Academy is a social enterprise, it's a business with a big social mission. So I had a series on social entrepreneurship. So how do you put up a... What's a social enterprise? What's a social entrepreneur? And who are the big social entrepreneurs? So yun yung last year, but moving forward to now. So ano yun, mga around 80, 50 episodes? Ako lang every weekend. So the show last time was every weekend, Saturday, Sunday at 4 p.m. And then I had a rest on a Sunday. Sabi ko, nakakapagod din pala. Non-stop? Kasi hindi yun pre-record. Live yun, Tony, Charlotte, and Abby. Live.
Yeah.
Nakapagod pala. Nagpahinga ako ng December. So from March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Non-stop yung episodes.
Wow.
Ako, nakapagod pala. So now, we kaka-start lang nung, yung sinare ko sa ano, Podcast Academy. When I was attended, Alec, parang it's time for us to really focus on something at hindi na lang kahit ano. Yun yung for me. Para our guest, kasi I chose the category of interviews rather than just me talking about something else. So let's narrow down to what do we really want for our podcast and who do we really want to invite. Ang taas ng process doon kasi I loved the process that Alec actually taught. So with DGY, we currently have an internship program. So I gave the challenge to everybody. Let's create a podcast. Let's make it good. So ang taas ng process. Kaya yung sabi ni Alec sa chat, oo nga po, sabi ng interns mo, mataas yung process na ginawa niyo. Oo, kasi nakailang titles kami. Unnaked, whatever. Lahat na lang talaga. Unnaked. Parang unnaked, parang unearth. Mga, basta. Sabi ko, parang ang pangit talaga, guys. Parang, how do you change it? Tapos the color palettes, how do we put the host there? And so, until we reached unspoken truth. Because it's the truth that's not been spoken about. You don't tell everybody that this is what I do in the dark. Those are things that we don't usually brag, but those are the gems in our lives that I want to understand, di ba? So ngayon yung first 11 episodes back end lang ako. First 11 episodes back end.
That's what I was about to ask kasi it seems like I only heard you on the first episode. Sabi ko, grabe yung energy naman nitong coach na to. Grabe, nakakahawa yung energy mo pa. And then the second episode, I was listening to it. You were not there. So I was supposed to ask, when will you be there? So this is basically the two girls are basically the main host for this time.
Yeah, so for the first 11 episodes, kasi yung I wanna try na hindi ako yung main host. Wala ako. I'm at the back end. I'll be the mentor. I'll teach you guys to talk to people to fish out the gems in them. After 11 episodes, sabi ko, hindi ko kaya. Let me try one more. Let me try one episode na ako yung I'll be part of the ano that I'll host
it. Yeah.
Sama ako.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag sama ko, sabi ko, next, on the 13th episode, sama na ako. On the 14th, sama na rin ako. Hindi ko kaya.
Wow. So, ang tagal pa pala namin bago kita makita. Ay, marinig.
So, the show is every Friday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, one episode per week. But we just finished recording our 13th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be having our 14th one on Friday. So, season 2 na yon. Yung 12,
13, 14, 15. Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm sure it's not easy for all of us to do the podcast. I'm sure may mga kanya-kanyang tayong struggles on how to set up. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng nag-zoom ka lang, nagsalita ka lang. And I'm sure maraming things na nangyayari sa background na a lot of people don't understand or probably don't realize na madali lang po magsalita. Pero mahirap po yung ginagawa po namin.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as 1, 2, 3, and ABC. So, yeah. So, let's share. Charlotte, you go first. What are your struggles nung pag-create mo nung podcast mo?
Aside from navigating all the technicalities and all, oh my God, the overwhelming
oh
Zoom.
My God.
Yes, you agree, all of you. You agree.
Yes, agree.
Paula, is it easy, Paula?
Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh. Eh, nag-aaral tayo eh, di ba? Ano to? Pinapasukan natin.
Not only at my age pa ha, 50 years old ako. Anong alam ko sa computer, girl?
Girl, 23, pero ganun din. Ano naman yun? But, yeah, aside from the technicalities of the Zoom itself, and at the same time, I don't know that Anchor exists. I don't know what mic should I use. Those are like the problem, it's given, it's there. But thank you talaga, someone guided us na, oh, we should use this mic. And I discovered that sobrang bilis palang mag-start ng podcast. You can have it just your phone because I've been using that for like, until the latest episode. Kasi this is my first time using a mic. And I think one of the greatest struggle was, as for my side, I was overwhelmed by my first episode. I don't know, I always tell this to Abby, I was overwhelmed because it wasn't me who discovered that. It was Abby who discovered that I was in the top something. So for ako, gulat na gulat ako. Really? Ako talaga yon? Because I was overwhelmed of the feeling. And I kind of felt pressure about it. I'm not gonna lie. Medyo na pressure ako doon. Pero like, everybody says naman na, that's always how you start. Not always, but given yon na kapag nag-start ka, it will somewhat may chance na pumasok. Plus at the same time, I feel like yung mga sasabihin ko, I actually said this na parang, hala, relevant ba yung sasabihin ko? I always ask that, may makikinig ba? Worth it ba siyang pakinggan? Like, inasabi na I am surrounded by people who have like wisdom, as in talaga girl, walang tapon, everything and all. So, I feel like, alam na nila yung sasabihin ko, so why should I say it? Parang ganon. Then, actually, I'm kind of thankful to Abby when I said this to her. Nasabi niya, girl, you need to say it because there are people within your reach who doesn't even know yung idea na yon. And at the same time, I am the type of person that I can't be agad-agad authentic. Like, I can't show myself agad-agad na I'm loud, I am like this, my energy is like that. I can't be like that immediately. Parang I am more of like nangangapa. So even though I am alone, even though I'm recording it and I'm just gonna post it, I kind of feel like shy about it that I am sharing my experience. I feel like naked and nahihiya ako kapag pinakinggan. So those are like my struggle. Na parang, oh my God, may makikinig ba? But I always say na, ah, sige, hanggang may isang nakikinig, hanggang may isang natatouch, pupush ako. Then, bahala na. Then, it came na, hindi ako every week nag-release. One of the struggles, like, my day job. Can I just exchange podcasting to day job? Oh, come on! Come on! Can I do it, like, for, ano na talaga, for a living? Pero,
baka marinig ka ng boss mo.
Ano kumpanya okay, to? Lord. Pangalanan na natin.
Resign na.
What? What? Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, those are like my struggle, like the schedule itself and the idea and yeah, the pressure. So yeah, that's for me. Thank you, Tony, for asking.
What about you, Pao? Coach Pao, what's your struggle? Apart from the obvious Zoom thingy na, you were struggling kanina.
I think everybody would relate to it. No? So aside from the technicality that you need to study the Zoom, StreamYard, get what's a good microphone, headset, whatever. I'm an introverted person. Super. I'm like, I'm a homebody. I don't go partying. I don't go out. So when the lockdown was in, my anxiety was not, oh my God, I can't go out. My anxiety was like, just, oh my God, wala akong trabaho. Yun lang. Because like, oh, I can just stay at home. Oh my God, yeah. Yay. That's it, no? Number two, I'm a very shy person. It's a struggle with me to actually, so since I'm a shy person, I don't really go out and just ask questions and talk, whatever. So since I really chose interviewing category. Sabi ko, ba't ko ito pinapasok? Parang, oh my God. Baka sabihin, and I'm very, ano, the other thing is, parang, for some reasons, parang natatakot ako to ask questions because there's also a part of me like, baka anong sabihin ng tao? Kapakabobo naman ang tanong mo or whatever. So, there's that voice play in my head every time before. So parang why did I even just and then the second one, I'm like you, Tony, I don't like videos. Nahiya talaga ako. But I find myself really cringy, awkward in videos. Kaya nung una sabi ko, yuck, I don't like to see myself. So mga ganun ba? So this is struggle that so I have to go out of the shell. Weird kasi even though I already give lectures, I can't stand in front of a camera. I can't stand interviewing someone, asking questions because I'm shy. I am afraid of your opinion sa tanong ko. Baka akala mo, baka sabihin, baka stupid naman ng taong to, whatever, like that, no? So yun yung, those are the things that I really need to stop and talk to myself na parang, wait, why are you really doing this? No, kung para lang to wala lang edi tigil na natin, but the next question is parang if I'll do this baka I'll find out something interesting. Fine. So I'm always the person that loves to discover things. So in hurdling a challenge, I'm always in the discovery mode, the adventurous guy na pag na-hurdle ko to, what's on the other side? Ano kaya mangyayari sa akin? Or ano kaya matutunan ko? So, those are the struggles. Kasi parang, when my first interview, ang awkward, ang daming poses, daming dead air, parang, yung utak ko naghahang, parang, tatanong ko ba to? May, ang daming voices, kasi, example, I'm talking to Tony last year, first guest, parang, whatever, so, okay yung usapan. Pag lamas ng kita, wala na, naghahang yung utak ko, parang, tatanong ko pa ba to? Pero nagsasalita pa yung person, the person still talking. Alam, tatanong ko ba to? Ba't tatanong? Kapag itanong ko to, sabihin niya, pakabobo naman niya. Or baka, wag na lang. So, there are a lot of questions na hindi ko binabato kasi natatakot ako. So, I have to constantly tell myself, hey, tanong mo na, bahala na, tanong ko na. Sige, tanong ko. So, yun, those are the hard times sa parang ano. And then, I have times also that I ask myself na parang, I don't want to do this anymore. Parang, baka wala lang to. Parang, and then,
face lang, no? Pagdadaanan mo lang.
Oh, face lang to. Baka ano lang to, parang, pang, ano lang, because of the COVID-19 and, you know, looking back, and then here we are talking about our podcast.
Yes! Well done, Pao.
Love it.
Oh,
love
yun yung it. Struggle. Kahit nga,
not no, easy, no?
Pinakabahan talaga ko. Lord, nag-interview ako bukas. Kaya ko ba ba?
Akala ko interview.
Diba? Oh, correct. It's true.
The next one is, I'm very, hindi naman super, but I, in terms of work, I organize. With podcastings with a guest last year, it's the first, I think, 15-20 guests, I send them questions, guide questions, and I have a technical script in front of me, and then I also send it. So parang ngayon parang ha, wag na, let's just go with the flow. But yung mga ganun pa, so yun yung others. Struggles.
Good, pal. Good one. What about you, Abby?
Okay, struggles. At first, I was too self-critical. As in, meron ako naririnig sa mga recordings ko na hindi naman naririnig ng nakikinig sa akin. Sabi ko, hindi nyo ba naririnig? Parang may something dun sa part, alam mo yun. So, I was too self-critical. Parang I was trying to be perfect when I'm not even perfect, right? So, I immediately overcome it, as in, oh, okay, nobody even hears it. Why am I being too self-critical sa sarili ko? So, and the other one, I guess, is knowing it's every time, knowing na meron pa akong ibubuga. You know that, this is not the end of it. I know that I can do something. Because when I was starting, I just made an Instagram, a Twitter, as in, and then I barely post. As in, I just post for announcement and stuff like that. And I have a Facebook page too. So, initially, it was just for information. It wasn't meant to be anything else. Then, there was a time when I was super comfortable recording a podcast every week. Parang nasabi ko sa sarili ko, meron pa akong ibubuga. It was always like that. Meron pa akong hindi nalalabas. It's always, you know, hindi siya, it's always a continuous process. So at the time, I started to post na relevant stuff, like what I can offer to the world using not only the podcast, but also social media. So, I mean, kasi laging merong maibubuga pa tayo. So it's one of my struggles when I was, because honestly, I'm just really enjoying the entire process. I'm really happy when in everything, even if sometimes parang may struggle talaga. But yun dalawang yun, being too self-critical and being, you know, knowing na alam mo sa sarili mo meron ka pang ibubuga. That is like the two of the hardest things that I had to face while I'm creating the podcast. So yeah.
I must, yun nga, we all have different topics sa mga ano natin, sa mga podcast natin. Most of you are self-help and na topic. So, how do you want it? Yung podcast, paano nyo ba siya inumpisahan na ito yung gusto ko maging impact ng podcast ko sa audience? Ano yung gusto mo maging impact ng podcast mo sa mga listeners mo? Pao?
Grabe, no? Thinking of impact, actually gives you a little bit of anxiety because it gives you the question of, am I really impacting a person's life? But looking back, it's just to digress a little bit, it's the what gives anxiety is the ilan kaya nakikinig, ilan kaya nai-impact ko sa podcast ko ngayon. But with that, I kind of like thought of like just even just one person na ma-impact ko, okay, super okay na yun. But with that, Tony, it's for DJY Academy itself. So DJY Academy is the organization that we founded 2019. But this year we rebranded. So there is such a thing as the 8 pillars of wellness. This is I have been preaching this to everybody for the couple of months already. So there's such a thing as the 8 pillars of wellness, and that is why in our podcast we started with that, with the episode 1, and then we're slowly connecting each episodes on the 8 pillars of wellness. So you might ask the question, so what's the 8 pillars of wellness? Because the 8 pillars of wellness is a guide for a person's life. If you want to live a quality life and a more meaningful life, no? So what are the 8 pillars of wellness, you might ask? So the 8 pillars of wellness are physical, emotional, occupational, financial, spiritual, environmental, intellectual, and shocks. Ako yung, ano, ako yung nakalimot, no? Basta 8. Yun. Basta 8 yun. So, what is this? So, the 8 pillars of wellness tells us that we're not allowed to live life and just focus into one pillar at all. Focusing into one pillar would be detrimental to other pillars. That's why we hear other successful people tell us this. Ito lang pala yun. The moment they reach the top of their game, it's super successful, some people say, ah, ito lang pala yun. So this is it. And me hearing that, you missed the point. That's not it. Because you just focused on becoming successful, to have money, financial freedom, that's it. You just focus into your financial pillar and your occupational pillar. You have to go through the 8. Physical, emotional, environmental, so that the moment you reach your success, you can tell yourself, I am filled with joy. I am filled with quality, whatever. So with our podcast, it is what we want everybody to realize, that you can't just live focusing into your financial freedom. Because the moment you just focus into financial freedom and then you forget other things, you might get sad in the long run. The more money we have, the more sad we become. The more problems enter into our lives if we don't have the pillars. That's why with our podcast, it's always, the question is always, so with you looking now, with what you have done, how are you? I have that question to our successful people. How are you navigating now? So dinidig deep ko yung mga tao. And then those that are listening, hopefully they realize na it's not all glamour and becoming famous. It's what's important. The most important is what's within you, what's inside of you talaga. And yung mga habits, tips, it's already a bonus. But you see the real person that you're listening to right now. That's the first one. The second one, we want to guide the youth transitioning to young adults and young adults that are still trying to look for their place on earth. Parang midlife crisis. Yung mga 35 ka na pero hindi ko talaga alam anong gagawin ko. Ito na lang ba talaga yun? So, yun yung second one, which is we're doing our best to hit the point. That's why on the 11th, 12th episode, sabi ko, let me handle it. Because I will transition every interview. One of my habits that I make sure in terms of interview, because of the goal itself, because of the why. So I ask you a question, we converse, and then I really take out what you're trying to seek and highlight it to everybody. So especially pag may sinabi kang two words na talagang nafe-feel ko na those are really important in this conversation. I take that out, make it blossom. Para yung makikinig, talagang this is important for me. Kasi nga, di ba, after graduation, what do we ask? Susundin ko ba talaga yung course ko? Or maghahanap akong bago? Tanong yun ang karamihan, di ba? Or tapos, when you enter 30, 35, or 40, we ask a question again. Ito na lang ba talaga to? Or may iba pa talaga? So, it saddens me to hear that question. So, the little advice that we can give you through our podcast hopefully can make a difference in life. Na hopefully you get a golden nugget from it. So, yun siya. Dabi ko na sinabi, no? Pero yun siya. I get passionate kasi magganap yung question.
Ang ganda nga. Lalo na yung sinabi na parang okay, successful ka, so what now? Parang ganyan. Diba? Kasi very impactful kaya yon. Yun ang tanong lang nga na what now?
Yeah,
okay. See?
Yun. So, may yung ibang co-host ko parang, Coach Pao, baka chinachat ako, Coach Pao, hindi ba talaga siya na-offend sa tanong mo? Bahala siya sa buhay at sagutin niyo yan.
Hindi ko na yun problema.
Let's ngayon. All be authentic here. So,
exactly.
Tanong ako one time, oh, na tinanong ko talaga, talagang, kasi umiinit yung sumasarap yung conversation eh. Tinanong ko na talaga. Sinabi ko ng ganito, so, ang yaman mo. Tapos, kasi talagang, alam mo yun yung pera niya sa loob ng bag. Kasi umaapaw. Tapos, successful talaga siya. Tapos parang nakapansin, parang may kulang. Sabi ko, so, ang yaman mo. Tapos, yun, napaisip siya. Yun, gumawa siya ng charity ngayon.
Kasi,
tama.
Diba?
So anyway, at least na-realize siya from that ano conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yun nga.
Diba? What about you, Charlotte? Oh, yo, no, no, no. Go. Pao, you're going to say something.
Yeah. So invite ko na kayo soon. Nakalista yeah. Na yung hala, pangalan ni Abby. Mo
so ano na?
Hindi
so,
naman.
Na. Nagpa-podcast ka. So, ano na?
So ano na? Kakasal na ba tayong lahat? Or single na lang tayo?
Aray, ano ba yan?
Grabe, hindi ko kinay.
Single ka ba pa?
No, I have a partner but I'm not married.
Okay, let's not talk about that here.
Okay,
Charlotte. Yes, we're not going to talk about that. What about you? The impact that you wish for your listeners?
I actually mentioned this a lot of times that I just wanted that I wanted to be someone to the young ones or to the people who wish na meron sila during the phase that pinagdadala na yung certain emotions. Maybe that's the reason why I tackle about subjects that untalk when it comes to emotion. Like, for example, what do you need to do and how are you going to forgive if you didn't hear the apology or accept receive the apology that you think you deserve? Because I feel like the young ones right now is kind of overwhelmed with emotions that they tend to don't know how to handle it. And I wanted to be someone to say na, hey, you're not alone. That's normal. Look at me. I experienced that. And at the same time, maybe it will help you. Like, my goal to the podcast was not to be like, ito ka, dapat ito yung gawin mo. No, I want you to feel that, I want them rather to feel, or like the impact that I will make na, I am not alone. I heard this to Charlotte. Na we're just like talking beside if you're hearing my podcast. Like you're just relaxing. Like, dude, chill out. It's gonna be okay. I'm gonna share you that it's normal. I've been there. There are people who's been that, and that's completely fine. We're going to parang I want to journey with the people who listen. Like this journey, you're not alone. I'm gonna be with you until the end. We're going to journey this together. We're going to be better. We're gonna be at the same page. That's why I invite people, like the latest episode, I invite people who's been there, who experienced it, because I actually said this to the one that I interviewed, like my friend. I really thought that I was over. I let it go everything. But during the conversation that we have, I do the quality check. Gosh, I need to hear it. And I feel like the people or like whoever is going to find this podcast needs to hear that then. So that's why if I'm going to have an impact, that's good. But I wanted to let the people feel that you're not alone in this journey. I'm going to be with you. And when I was young, there was no one that was there with me. But I am here. I can be here with you. So that's how I wanted na i-accept nila yung podcast. I hope, yeah.
ang galing. Yeah,
maganda. Actually, one of my favorite na episode mo was yung forgiveness.
Yeah.
Isa sa mga episode na ano na ina mo yung forgiveness. Yun yung talagang sabi ko, oh my God, ang ganda naman ito.
Ipapakinggan ko na yan. Teka lang.
Maganda.
Pumili na agad ngayon.
Thank you. Mapunta tayo keep up episode. Sorry.
Right, what about you, Abby?
Okay. The what I really want to the podcast to impact other people is basically just how I started. The reason why I started after registering, ang sinabi ko talaga kay Alec is, you touch my heart and I intend to touch other people's heart as well through my message. As in, yun lang talaga. The purpose of the podcast really is to touch as many hearts as possible. Di nga ako nag-limit. Di ko sinabi 1 million. As many hearts as possible until, I mean, I'm not gonna end naman. Hindi ko naman tatapusin yung podcast. I really wanna do this for life. So, basically, ano lang din. It's actually similar to Wucha na... actually, hindi na sa akin to nanggaling. It came from actual listeners that they weren't pressured to quote-unquote improve whenever they hear the podcast. They just, ay, pinagdaanan pala ni Abby yun. Parang hindi. Kasi sometimes it's really raw, it's really authentic. As in, yun talaga yung na-experience ko that other people don't even know. And, oh my gosh, si Abby ganito siya, pero meron pala siyang ganitong pinagdaanan. And, whenever people can relate to it, parang sinasabi nila sa akin that parang feeling ko, we're just friends, you're just a friend, and I'm just listening to a friend na and eventually na-inspire na ako na parang, ay, improve ko na rin yung self ko. But walang pressure to improve. Just, ang pinakamaganda na sinabi ng friend ko sa akin is that it's not another motivational speaker per se, like, hindi siya ganun pakinggan. That's why I just want to be a friend and I want to touch. Kasi kung paanong si Alec nagsabi lang siya nung simpleng line that you have to forgive yourself. I just want to make lines that will actually impact other people as well. Kahit hindi yung mismong title, eh, kahit hindi yung mismong line of the week. But meron ako nasabi. The reason why I always post episodes is because baka meron ako masabi. Not the exact line, but within the episode na, oh my gosh, I resonated with that. And thank you. Yung magti-thank you lang sa'yo at the end of it all na, wow, it was really worth it pala. So, yeah. I don't know if I'm making sense, but okay.
You are. You're making sense.
Thank you.
You are.
Hindi ko naman sinabi na, yeah, hindi ko naman sinabi na kailangan lahat ng story dramatic. Hence, kailangan ko ding mag-guest ng mga tao na magsi-celebrate ng mga wins. Like the three of you. Diba? Or the four of us.
Yeah.
This is such a milestone for all of us, and I'm sure you're not just a big tap on your back, but for sure a lot of people are, you know, really extremely proud sa accomplishment nyo or sa accomplishment natin. It may not be verbalized by other people, or by your own relative, by your own friend, but in behalf, you know, of all those people, I just wanted to say, for the three of you, I am extremely, teka, kinikilabutan ako. I am extremely proud.
Oh, wait, ayok ata.
We're proud of you then, Tony. Oh my
yeah.
God.
We are.
Yeah. We're proud of you. Don't.
Congrats, guys.
Very much.
Shout out natin si Alec. Hi, Alec.
Yes, hi, Alec.
Shout out to Alec. Thank you.
Talaga. Nag-meet kaming apat.
Look at your baby.
Sabi ko nga ganun, sabi ko, grabe, may podcast na ako. So ano pa matututunan ko dito? Meron pa ba ako matututunan? Meron pala akong matututunan. And sabi nga, naniniwala ko na you were placed on that moment kasi meron kang purpose o meron kang journey na pagdadaanan. Eh kung hindi ako sumama dun sa podcast, kung inisip ko na, 16 episodes na nga ako, ano pa ba matututunan ko dyan? Marami din pala akong matututunan. And more than anything else, I've met amazing people. Like the three of you!
Yeah! So happy you joined!
Yeah, I'm so happy this you made this happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Sabi ko nga nung una, sabi ko, oh my God, papayag kaya sila na mag-guest sa podcast ko. Ano ba naman yung podcast ko? Itong dalawa na to, pal, sumama na yun sa mga top 100 na.
Yun na nga. Chinek ko na. Habang nag-i-interview, chinek ko na sila. Ah, dito pala silang dalawa.
Correct. So ano yung ginagawa natin dito, Pao? Ipapublish pa ba natin, Pao?
Kaya na mag-chikahan, Tony. Joke lang.
Hindi, oy, wala yun sa ganun. Ano pa kayo?
No, but really, thank you. I am extremely, extremely proud sa inyong tatlo. We haven't met personally. Hindi ko alam yung mga buhay nyo and all. We've just met dito sa podcast. Pero I can see how passionate you are sa mga podcast nyo. And I can feel yung sincerity in every episode na binibigay nyo. And really, it's really wonderful. And I hope people can see that. Mag-transcend tong energy na binibigay nyo sa mga podcast nyo. And really, thank you. Now, having said that, please, one by one, promote your podcast. What's the name of your podcast? When do you normally upload? So people can follow you. And please don't forget, don't just listen, please. Mas nakakatulong na when you hit that button na follow. Because the more people you follow, the more it will be out in the in Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Right, so let's start with Abby.
Yeah, hi, it's Abby and welcome. Hindi pala ito Lion Talks. And I'd like to invite you to the Lion Talks podcast. We believe that one line can change your life. So basically, I'll just see you every Fridays, I guess. You can hear me every Fridays at 6 p.m. And yeah, chikahan lang tayo dun. So I hope you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much and hope to see you on the line.
Yay! Thanks, Abby. Charlotte, what about you?
Hello, everyone. This is Charlotte Di Mayoga, and this, I, wait, no, no, no.
She's introducing herself to the podcast.
Wait lang. sorry, Tito Uni pala to, pasensya na. But yeah, I'm hosting Thoughts and Toast, filling you with sober thoughts and conversations. Cheers. I always upload every Thursday, 8 a.m. So please, if ever you know, drink, ano, makinig kayo, bring your drink. That's the only requirement. And please, drink at yung sarili ninyo. Then yeah, let's celebrate life. Cheers!
Yay! Thanks, Charlotte. And of course, Pao, what about you?
Yes, salamat. Thank you very much, Tony, for actually having us before anything else, no? But yeah, if you are eager to hear different experiences with different principles in life and understand how they persevere to achieve their goals, listen to The Unspoken Truth every Friday at 5 p.m. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And of course, you know that my podcast is The Rainbow Channel. That's every Saturday. And yeah, I hope you guys can listen to the podcast of my my fellow podcasters, yeah, and yeah. My fellow podcasters, please support and follow their podcast, please. Right, again, Abby, Pao, and Charlotte, thank you so much for saying yes and for joining me today. And yeah,
super.
You're most welcome. Thank you. I learned so much sa mga podcast nyo and I learned so much today. Especially, nakakalimutan yung sinabi talaga ni Pao. You caught me off guard there kanina. Yung, okay, ganito ka na, then what's next?
So, tapos?
Yeah, tapos. Kasi nung pagkatapos nito, iisipin ko na, okay, that's a powerful word actually. It's such a powerful word para ma-evaluate mo yung sarili mo and yung future mo. Thank you for that today, Alex. That's my take today. Pao. Why keep on saying Alex? Thank you, Pao.
Alex.
Thank you, Pao. Thank you.
Right. Right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Well, there you have it. You've heard the journey of my fellow podcasters. And if there's one thing we all have in common, that is passion. Because nothing is as important as passion. And no matter what you want to do with your life, always remember to be passionate. Because if you're not passionate enough from the start, you will never, ever stick it out. Well, another episode has ended. Thank you very much for listening. And please do not forget to share this podcast to your family, to your friends. And please do not forget to hit that follow button. But before I end, I would like to say thank you. Special thank you to my good friend, Melvin Madrid, for creating my new podcast artwork. It's so beautiful. Thank you very much, Melvin. What a thoughtful way of creating this new podcast cover. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, Melvin Madrid. I love you so much. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. As always, please remember, we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Well, till next time, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye.